That is what he declared in his 21st year. And, of course, I can... I was telling about Vishwavillada Vyapiyai Velayuvadu. Vishwa is cosmos. That word Vishwa is being used for the world or cosmos. He created the world and entered into it. Vishwa means that into which he has entered. Pravesha. So God created this universe and he entered into it. He is found in every cell and every atom of it. So it is called Vishwa, that into which he has entered. And therefore when he says, Vishwam illadav vyapiyai velayuvadu, I move all around the cosmos. I am found everywhere. And that is why we have got stories. I suppose our friend from Connecticut will be able to tell us something of how Baba is in Connecticut, or how Baba is all over the world. He has one method of Baba showing his presence in any place. He is the, what you call, signs and wonders of Vibhuti or any other thing falling from his pictures. Not only his pictures, but pictures of... Because he has no peru. Na uru ledu, peru ledu. So whatever name you call him, Jesus Christ it may be. Or it may be Ram, Krishna, whatever it is. Doesn't make any distinction. And in order to show that there doesn't make any distinction, you get this Vibhuti or a number of other articles falling from his pictures. A thing that has never been recorded of any divine phenomena, so the phenomenon so far in human history. I have got with me photographs of pictures in a shrine in Perth, Australia. Three photographs that lady sent me. In one, you have got Kumkum having a big Om. Right, Baba is standing and you have got an Om that is encircling his frame. Another, you've got yellow around his head. And the third, Shiva picture. And you've got a pink, they call it pink vibhuti, all over the head, arranged in a beautiful form. Like that. So Vishwam illadav vyapiyai velayuvadu. He's found everywhere. His presence is felt. He appears in dreams. He moves about. People have seen him actually and been touched by him. So Vishwam illadav vyapiyai velayuvadu. It's a great phenomenon. You got in, those of you who are in Bangalore, when you go next to go to Mysore, I would advise you to go. You got the second bridge of the Kaveri, the bridge nearer to Mysore. There you got a shrine of Baba, and there you got a man. And one great phenomenon is happening there. For the last 8 years, he was a laborer or wage earner in a sugar factory. And he had come to Mysore, and he purchased the ring, 8 annas worth, and it had an enamel portrait of Baba. And that enamel portrait fell off and he kept it in a container, and you get from that container, that enamel portrait, something sweet and fragrant and sticky and something like honey, which we call amrit. A strange fragrance, a strange taste. And it has been oozing out of that enamel portrait for the last 8 years, night and day, at least 3/4 of a liter every day. And he will even put it on your palm, and you can see the trickle, gradually the nectar coming and trickling, and it will fall. Bach in America must have seen the film. Bach has taken a film of that years ago, and it is still happening. So, Vishwam illada vyapiyai valayuvar. The signs of his presence and are all over the world. There is no place which is too far for him. The other day, there is one Tidiman, a Norwegian. He is a marine engineer. He has got some patents. You know, the grain ships, when they come, you have got to take out the grain by some vacuum arrangement or something, by pipelines. He has got some patent of some such contraption. And he was in Bombay for many years. And he used to go to Sirdi, some Parsi friends. And he found that Shirdi Sai Baba has taken avatar again. So he came to Baba. And he used to come to Baba. And when Pakistan bombed the harbors of East Pakistan, Chittagong, it had to be repaired. And this marine engineer got a contract. And he came to Baba before going. And Baba gave him a ring. Now Baba says about this ring, some people will say when he gives a ring to them, not telephone ring, actually ring, I'll give you a ring, we promise. And what you do is to call them over the phone. Now, Baba actually gives them a ring. And they will say, no, Swami, I don't wear a ring usually. No jewels, etc. No, no, no. It is not for you. It is for me that I am giving. So that I may have some contact with you. So that I may know what happens to you. So it is a kind of contact that he wants to keep with the people whom he wants to grace. So this chap also said, no, no, no ring for me, Swami. But Baba said, no, it is for my sake. So he gave him a ring. And he went to that, and then after about 6 months, he came one day to Whitefield. Bhajan was going on. Baba was sitting in his chair. Myself and Dr. Bhagavantam and some Americans were on the left. And he suddenly barged in at the door. He's a huge person, tall, Norwegian, tall and fair. So there was a sudden shadow on the door, and Tidiman appeared. And he found that the people were engaged in bhajan, so he slowly slid and sat by my side. And Baba turned towards him and said, where is the ring? Because the ring had gone. It's not on his finger. So he said, gone, Swami. Where? In Chittagong River, I was climbing the side of a ship, the rope and all that, and then it fell into that river. Baba did like that. And there was a ring. Of course, everyone was tempted to ask, is it the same ring? That question came right up to my throat also. But it was Bhagavantam who asked. And the poor fellow, he got the thing right. He said, Adena Swami, is that the same thing? Of course, his scientific curiosity. Adena Swami, then Swami turned to him and said, Ni kinka sandehma? After having experienced me all these years, still you are doubting? He got it. I would have got it if I had come out with that question. Luckily, I swallowed that question. And he asked it. Then he said, it fell into my hands. I was in that river. Now if this is Vishwam ellada vyapiyai valayuvar, I move, I am everywhere. And of course it can't believe it. How is it possible that Tidiman's ring, when it fell into Chittagong River on a certain January 20th or so, and he came in February. How is it possible? was in the Gita. In scriptures we have got it, and we believe it and honor it and listen to it and appreciate people who explain it, Gita Yajnam and all that. And they go on expounding it and saying God's hands are everywhere, God's feet are everywhere, sarvata panipadam, sarvato kshishiro mukham. We appreciate it and recite it and do all that. But when you've got a person who says, it fell into my hands, and then he, of course, the demon came and did namaskar and he gave it to him and he said, look here, I had told you, before giving it, he said, I had told you not to do certain things when you are in Bangladesh, and you are doing it. Now promise that you won't do it again. And then he promised and shed some tears, and then he gave it to him and said the same thing. So, he is everywhere. Vishwamilladam vyapiyai velayuvadu. Or, let me give you one more instance. I don't know whether I am. There is no other engagement, I believe. Because once you talk about Baba, and after 30 years with him, I have no terminal facilities. Now, yes. In Guwahati, Assam, the government hospital at Guwahati, a matron of that hospital has got quarters in that place. And she was a devotee of Baba. And she has got pictures of Baba all over the place. I had been to their house. You got one in the kitchen and one in the drawing room, one in the sitting room, one in the shrine room, one on the table, one right in front of the entrance door. 16 big pictures of Baba. And also other gods and divinities. And she was having bhajan in her house. And in her house, her sister, a young girl of 13 who was going to school, one day found a cat caught in the rain. And she brought that cat home. And she had an allergy for cats, this elder sister. Something like Lord Kitchener, who had an allergy for cats, it seems. He could fight a battle, but not with a cat. Now this allergy for cat. Now, she was always blaming the sister for bringing a cat into the family. But the sister would use it as a pet. And one day, when she had a kind of lunch like this, what our Satya is arranging, she was preparing some dish out of fish or something, and this cat jumped at a piece of fish and ran out of the house. And the sister's anger, pent-up anger, came against the younger one. And she caught hold of the cat, and she began to beat the cat with a stick, because she later on came to Whitefield and came to the press where I was, and I asked the sister, what was the length of the stick? And she showed me like that. In that area, I suppose they show length by this. We show length like this. But in Assam, when you ask a person the length of something, like that. So she showed me like this, and I thought, what? To beat a cat with something? Like that. Yes, she did that. And the cat was beaten. And as the cat was being beaten, all the pictures of Baba on the walls fell down. Kitchen, dining room, shrine room, table, front. They thought it was an earthquake. Because in Assam there are frequent earthquakes. And all the guests ran out into the road. But she found that only Baba's picture fell. And then she said, stop killing that cat. Stop killing that cat. And then she placed the cat on the table. And the cat shook her body because it was suffering terribly from pain. And all over the table fell the vibhuti that had been applied to the cat by some unseen hand. Vibhuti on the cat. at Guwahati. 6 months later, there was a special railway coach that they engaged, the devotees of Guwahati, and they came for Swami's birthday. And Swami asked them all to sit in a line, and he talked to them and gave them vibhuti packets. You know, he hands out packets of vibhuti to be taken home. I was carrying the basket from which he was taking out handfuls and giving it to the people. And I followed him. That girl was there, the general Lakshmi, the younger sister, who beat the cat. She was there, and Baba passed. I didn't know her. I got the story only later on, after this incident, of Vibhuti to the cat. And I was surprised and said, I have not seen him give the packets of Vibhuti to cats. So I marked that particular girl, and he came out. I asked, who is this cat to whom he is giving Vibhuti? And then he said the whole story. This is the cat blessed by him. He had put Vibhuti on her. And then I went to that place and I have got a photograph of that cat. And I fondled that cat because it is such a blessed cat that Baba has sprinkled Vibhuti upon that. So Vishwami Ledav Vyapiyai Velayuvar. Call him and he answers. Even a cat. Then, second line, four lines poem about himself. Bhakta Janulaku Prapudai Baragavad. I am all over the world. Not world, universe. Second line, I am available to devotees. Bhakta Janulaku Prapudai Baragavad. Available to devotees. Bhaktas. Not necessarily to this form or this name. Because I have no name. Any name is enough for me. If you are devoted, dedicated on the Godward path, if you are pure, if you are true, if you are genuine, if you are sincere, that is enough. Bhakta Janulaku Prapudai Baraguvadu. I am available to devotees. That is his second characteristic which he mentioned. So that is the, sometimes it happens like that. You say, well, after my retirement, which is years ago, went to Benares and other places. Baba said, you go on a pilgrimage. Your mother is very anxious. You take her on a pilgrimage to the holy places. And I, my wife and my mother went to him and wanted his blessings for the journey. And then he said, Nalaguru Prayanam, Nuru ticket tisko. Four people are journeying. Purchase three tickets. That is why he is coming with us. Four passengers, three tickets. He is the stowaway in all planes and steamers and railway. Ticketless passenger. All through. Sometimes when some people ask him, Swami, give me leave. I want to go to Hyderabad or some place. What? Why do you ask leave of somebody who is coming with you? Because he is coming with us. He is always with us. And sometimes this Balakrishna, our Bhagavantam's son, is rather heavy and therefore he is rather nervous of going on planes, I believe. Maybe overweight on account of him. So whenever he has got to make a plane journey, he asks Baba's blessings. And Baba says, Nen untani yani po. I'll be with you, you go. And invariably, it has been found, Balakrishna's experience, and also others. You take his blessings and go on a plane, invariably, the seat on your left
will be empty.
That is Balakrishna's experience. And I was telling this to some audience in Madras. Immediately a lady got up. She belongs to the World Health Organization. She said, that has been my experience also. And I said somewhere in Bangalore, you know, Dr. Chandru is a dentist in Malleswaram, Krishna now. Her daughter, his daughter was, had to go to Vancouver. And he asked Swami's blessings, I am sending my daughter to Vancouver. And she writes from there, Swami said, all right, name tisukon potaniya. Why are you worrying? I will take her to Vancouver. And she writes from there that in all the planes which she got into on her way to Vancouver, left seat vacant. So, he is a ticketless passenger who occupies a seat always. Or, I give you another instance. I wanted Balakrishna to send me that letter. He had given me a photostat copy, but I had somehow misplaced it. There was one Patterson, a geophysicist, who belonged to some organization in the United Nations. And he had come to India, Hyderabad, where there is a geophysical institute for the first time. And because Balakrishna, or Bhagavantam's son, is also the deputy director of that institution, he took him home. And there he found Baba sitting in that shrine room. And he asked who is he and all that, and he told him something about him, and he got rather curious. And he said, give me something, some memento. And Balakrishna gave him a packet of vibhuti. And he opened it and found ash. Yes, ash. Ash? He didn't evaluate vibhuti. And he was rather surprised that what Balakrishna was giving him was a little bit of ash. And Balakrishna said, no, if anyone gives me that packet, I would be considered it as a most precious gift. Keep it. And then he said, all right, just for good manners. He put it in his pocket and said, what shall I do with it? And when Balakrishna said, put it into your mouth, he was shocked even more. Eating ash is not a very pleasant thing to do. And he said, you put it into your mouth. Whenever you encounter any difficulty which you cannot overcome by yourself, put a little into the mouth and pray to Baba. He gave me the photograph also. Looks very absolutely unbelievable what happened later. Now he went home. He had to go to New York. And he writes from London airport a letter. I'm sure I'll get it by about the 10th of this month, because Balakrishna said he will send me another copy. Now, he writes from London airport, I got into a jumbo jet at Delhi and I got the last seat, and I was surrounded by women. Oh, that's not a calamity for many people, but he didn't quite welcome it. Rather a kind of misanthrope, I believe. But he says, women and children. That probably, that was the nuisance these children created. 14 hours he had to travel surrounded by women and children. And I think that many of these children must have got upon his shoulder and taken his glasses out and tried to find out whether his nose was fixed on the face quite nicely. They must have found out what was happening. So they must have, he felt absolutely miserable. And he wanted a change of seat. And he says, I got down at London airport, and as I was walking towards the airport, I remembered the powder that he had given me. And I wanted to test the efficacy of the powder he had given me. and he put a little into his mouth and thought of the picture that he had found. Immediately, that is what he writes, immediately my name was called over the loudspeaker and I was asked to go to the inquiry office. And there I was informed that I was to continue the journey in the first life. I was ushered into the first life. And when I offered to pay the extra, they said it had been paid. The extra amount had been paid. And therefore the next sentence is justifiable. The next sentence is, that powder is some powerful stuff. That's what he writes. And the Patterson came again. Because how could he keep back after this experience? So he came again. The other day at Ram Navami day, we had a celebration of Ram Navami here, and I was here until 12 o'clock noon, and then I went hurried to Puttaparthi where Baba was. And when I went there, Baba was already started his discourse, so I couldn't get in. I was in the veranda. And after the discourse was over, people trooped out, and Balakrishnan came out, and behind him was this Patterson, and he introduced me to him. This is Mr. Patterson of the airport train, of the powder and its significance. Keep your powder dry, but put your faith in God. So this man kept his powder dry and had his faith in God. So he came out, and I was introduced to him, and I said, what, you are Patterson? I've been talking about you all the country over, and I am glad I saw you now. And he had to leave early morning. And Baba was interviewing some others. So I said, are you waiting to see Baba? And he said, no, I don't want to bother him. Because he says, for 1.5 hours I was sitting in the front line today. And Baba was standing right in front of me. He was speaking in Telugu, but that doesn't matter. I heard his voice. I heard his bhajan songs, or two of them. And I could see him, fill my eyes with him for 1.5 hours. That is enough. I am going. So that is Patterson. So, Vishwame Ledav Vyapiyai Velayuvar. Something happens. London airport gets upset on account of this man putting a little vibhuti into his mouth. And that is the kind of power that this phenomenon is. So, bhakta janulaku prapudai baraguvad. Then, the third line is the most important, in which he describes himself. One is that he is all over, that he is available to everybody, everywhere.